My late friend, philanthropist Philip Stern, wrote a book 15 years ago titled The Best Congress Money Can Buy.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
It was a damning analysis of the corruption of the legislative process by lobbying and campaign money. Had Phil lived, he'd see that it's all gotten much worse. Today, you can tell what's important on Capitol Hill simply by reading where the lobbying money goes. That analysis has been made by Political Moneyline, a website that tracks campaign and lobby spending. Which industry was number one in lobbying expenditures last year? Healthcare, with a whopping $264 million. And there was good reason. Healthcare was fighting some whopping legislative battles over Medicare, prescription drugs, and costs of malpractice settlements. Number two, at more than $221 million, communications and technology. The media conglomerates fighting to get more conglomerated, vying for control of broadband technology, seeking protection of music from pirating. Number three, just under $221 million, finance and insurance, the corporations resisting post-Enron regulation, and the banks trying to get into the real estate business. Phil Stern would also find it interesting to observe the Republicans in Congress want lobbyists to be more and more like them, that is, Republicans. The Washington Post reports that Republicans, sometimes through threats and intimidation, are insisting that their political friends hold the key positions in trade associations and corporate government affairs offices. Among Democratic lobbyists, Jack Valenti, president of the Motion Picture Association, is probably the best known. He's the former White House aide who famously said that he slept better with Lyndon Johnson in the White House. Valenti is expected to retire in the next year, and his successor is likely to be someone who sleeps better with George Bush in the White House. It makes lobbying for special interests a lot easier when you keep it all in the political family. This is Daniel Shore.